This is Watch This, written by Snack Baskets, read by Mistborn Hero, a DCU fan work rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Dick Grayson, Hal Jordan, Barry Allen, Bruce Wayne. It is tagged for Bruce is a good parent, bad family shenanigans, Dick Grayson is Robin. Dick bullies Hal and Barry. Family fluff. Team as family. Fluff and humor. Fluff. Dick launches himself at his father in front of all of his co-workers. Bruce rolls with it, and his rep as off its hard ass is never the same. Summary. Hal and Barry are worried about Batman's new partner. Being around the Batman all the time can't be good for a kid, right? Robin insists otherwise. And for $15.36 of betting money, is happy to demonstrate. Do you ever worry about him? Who? New kid, Robin. The little dude lives with Batman Barry. Do you think he even knows what, like, ice cream is? I don't know. How? Why wouldn't he know what ice cream is? What does that have to do with anything? Batman hates everything, even tangentially related to fun. Sweet and frozen dairy products are, by definition, fucking superb. Next question. Alright, not even gonna get into that, but okay, sure. To answer your question, Hal? Hell yeah, I have some questions about the crime-fighting baby. Right? I'm not the only one. Right, yeah. So, are you going anywhere with this conversation, or... Listen, I'm asking because I am trying to be responsible here. Do you think he, needs help? Is treating a ninja baby considered ethical? Should we call CPS or something? While nothing about the phrase ninja baby implies reasonable human ethics, you really want to call CPS on Gotham Batman? You don't know who he is. Nobody does. So what do we do about it? What do you mean, what do we do about it? I mean, how are we going to deal with the unethically trained crazy infant in hot pants? Living with Batman cannot be healthy for child development, at all. I mean, he looks fine. Barry scratched the back of his head and looked over at Robin, who was currently swinging off Diana's arm, grinning wide enough to put Clark to shame and generally looking like he was having the time of his life. He caught Barry and Hal staring and waved. They smiled back in a way that looked, and felt, a lot like eating old, senile woman's home cooking and telling her it was delicious, and then promptly spitting it into a napkin. Oh god, he's gonna grow up to be a serial killer. Barry elbowed him in the side. He's not gonna grow up to be a serial killer. Batman might be super, super fucked up, and weird, and kind of creepy, and goth. But he's not a monster. He does human things, sometimes. Sweet, human things, even. Clark and Diana are fine with Robin, and I trust their judgment. I once watched Clark get mugged, stop the guy, and then ask him if he wanted to talk about it over brunch. You know what happened? He got mugged a second time. This went on for 8 consecutive attempted muggings. I trust Diana's judgment. Okay, fair. I'll give you that one. They glanced over again, and again, Robin waved. This time, however, he also let go of Diana's arm and, after receiving a fond pat on the head, escaped on over.
Oh god, oh fuck, oh god, Barry, he's coming over here!
Shut up, shut up, shut up. Be cool! Robin stopped in front of them, rocking back on his heels and clasping his hands behind his back, still smiling. He barely came up to Barry's hip, and this close, they could see the little gap in the corner of his mouth where one of his baby teeth had fallen out. There were Justice League band-aids peppering his knees. His hair looked like it could comfortably house a middle-sized family of raccoons, and still looked baby, soft, shiny.
Oh Jesus, he's fucking microbial!
Hal whisked, and Barry elbowed him again, crouching down and putting his best talking to reporters and small children smile. Hey buddy, what's up? What are you guys talking about?
Nothing, Hal blurted at the same time Barry said. Grown-up stuff?
Robin grinned, bowing forward at the waist with all the mischief of a real-life pixie. Are you guys boyfriends?
What? No, no, not that kind of grown-up stuff. Hal's just my friend. I wouldn't date him.
You wouldn't?
Of course I would, man. Come on, I didn't mean it like that. I don't make that face. I just... Wait, why am I defending myself to a six-year-old? I'm the Flash.
I'm eight.
Oh, dope, little dude.
Hal knocked his fist against Robin's and pointedly gave Barry the cold shoulder.
If you weren't talking about being boyfriends, Robin said, grabbing the edges of his cape and swaying from side to side like a little girl showing off her new dress.
Barry sort of melted, despite himself, and beside him, Hal managed a high-pitched, soft squeal.
What were you talking about?
Just, you know, superhero things.
What kind of superhero things?
Missions and Justice League things? Grown-up stuff.
What kinds of missions?
Sorry, bud. Those are top secret.
Why?
Barry was starting to feel like he was receiving the cutest interrogation of his life, which was both endearing and deeply unsettling. Hal was in the same boat, if the half a step he took behind Barry was any indication.
Is Batman training you to be a freaky ninja serial killer, baby?
He blurted, and Barry full force decked him in the thigh.
Hal Jordan!
Dude, oh!
What is wrong with you?
What? You were thinking it too!
Robin let out a peal of laughter that could have been earth-shatteringly adorable if it were not in response to being asked if he was a serial killer. And with a speed that was damn near inhuman, the boy lunged forward, hands outstretched into little claws.
Boo!
Hal screamed, leaping back and nearly choking Barry with the death grip he had gotten on the back of his suit, and Barry was big enough to admit that he might have vibrated a little bit into the floor for a split second. Robin dissolved into a fit of giggles, hands clasped over his mouth.
Got you!
Barry?
Barry! I don't want to talk to the killer toddler anymore, Barry. I want to go home, Barry, Barry. Yeah, sure. Shut up. Hal, just... You sure did. Good one.
Were you scared?
Yes,
Hal whimpered.
Yeah, you sure got us there, buddy.
Robin pumped his fist, hopping in place.
Yes,
I told Batman I could be scary. I told him he's gonna be so mad. He hates when I'm right. The last part was delivered with another mischievous giggle, but it made Barry feel a little like all his blood turned into slush. Hal tightened his grip on the hood of the cowl.
You know you can talk to someone, if anything ever, you know. We're all superheroes. We'll be on your side.
The boy tipped his head up like a puppy, which also would have been cute if it wasn't so bat-ishly unnerving.
What do you mean?
I just, you know, he's a great guy, but bats can be kinda scary sometimes. If he ever gets mad at you and you get scared, or if you need someone to come and get you.
Are you being abused? Do you feel abused?
Hal, don't you know what delicacy means?
It means to approach something with a degree of caution or care. Robin parroted, then crossed his arms, cocking a hip like Diana did when she was about to tell everyone else they were wrong. And I know what abuse is, Mr. Lantern. The devilish smirk came back, and both Barry and Hal leaned away.
You wanna know a secret?
I think so.
Robin scooted conspiratorially into their space, and Hal sort of whimpered again, which Barry thought was unfair given that he was the one still crouched on the ground at eye level with the freaky bat sidekick, while the former used him as a human shield.
B is a big old softy.
Bullshit.
How?
It's true.
Yeah? What's he do other than punch villains and stand on gargoyles?
He reads to me when I ask him to.
Reads what? Criminal law?
I like Robin Hood.
No. No way.
Yes. Barry shifted on his legs, a little genuinely intrigued by the idea of Batman blackmail, mostly terrified of that kind of power, but a little intrigued.
What else?
He makes me hot chocolate when I can't sleep. He's real bad at it.
Oh my god.
And he always apologizes when he makes me cry.
He makes you cry?
Robin shrugged. Sometimes. Agent A says it's because he's never taken care of kids like me before, and that I should be patient with him. My dad used to make me cry sometimes too, and I know it's just an accident. B's brain works weird, so he messes up a lot, but I know he doesn't mean to make me mad. He smiled again. I can get away with calling him a butthead for it, though.
You call Batman a butthead?
Hal asked. Odd. All the time. Call him feet sniffer too, and a bunch of other bad words my dad used to say, but he doesn't know what they mean.
I physically can't express the amount of respect I have for you.
Thanks.
Guess we didn't have anything to worry about after all, Barry said. I don't think I'd ever believe it, though. I can't imagine Batman ever doing things like that.
Hal nodded.
I know I've seen him hug little kids and stuff, but every time I try to remember it, my brain just kind of blacks out.
Hal frowned.
He hugs you, right? You aren't completely starved for affection?
Robin snorted. No? He's not good at doing it himself, but he hugs me back when I do it, and he carries me around all the time if I ask.
Really?
Sure.
Nope. Can't see it.
I betcha I can make him do it in front of the whole league.
Nope. Nuh-uh. Can't be done.
Robin leaned back on his heels, blowing the hair out of his face to no real effect. What you wanna bet?
Hal scrambled for his wallet, and Barry snatched it away from him.
I'm not letting you gamble with an 8-year-old, and besides, he said, turning to Robin, I don't want to get you into trouble, bud.
I won't get into trouble. Bean never gets mad at me for hugging him.
I have $5 and, 36 cents? Bar, give me your wallet.
What? No, I'm not gonna.
Hal grabbed his hands between his own and shook him. Come on, tell me you don't wanna see this. He sighed.
Never?
Never.
You sure?
Super.
I have a 10.
Deal. Yes, yes, fuck yes.
Dude, there's an 8-year-old right there.
Like he hasn't heard it before.
I can swear in 11 different languages.
See? It's fine. He can swear in 11 different languages.
Wait, 11 different languages? Can you teach me?
Sure, in Russian?
Whoa, look at that. Perfect timing. There's Batman.
Speak of the devil, Gotham's hero walked through the doorway to the mess like a thundercloud, given form, and more pent-up aggression. Arthur on one side, and Clark on the other, caught up in what looked like a detailed discussion of something important, like tactics or planetary security, while Dinah and Oliver trailed behind them. Dinah split off to speak with Diana, and Oliver looked bored out of his mind, but Robin was wiggling around like he had stumbled upon the singular best opportunity of his life. He snatched his bills and change from Hal's hand and stuffed them into one of his little fanny packs before bounding into the center of the room, bouncing off his shoes like a gymnast.
Hey, B, watch this!
He hollered, and every head in the room swiveled to the sound. Barry bit his lip, and Hal gripped his sleeve, making maniacal noises as he watched the scene unfold. Robin leapt onto one of the lunch tables with all the ease of breathing, running along the length of it before coiling at the end and shouting,
"Catch me!"
and proceeding to execute a near-professional front flip into the air, making all the breath in Barry's lungs turn to ice. Barry might have been the Flash, but he had never seen another human man move that fast in his fucking life before any other hero had managed more than a step forward, himself included. Batman had already lurched through more than half the distance between him and Robin, still hanging weightless and heart-stoppingly high above the stone floor, coming out of his roll and starfishing his arms outward, beaming as if he wasn't in imminent danger of cracking his head open on the marvel. Batman caught him with a grunt, one arm wrapped in a death grip around the little boy's waist, and the other buried into his hair as Robin clung to the actual, real-life Dark Knight of Gotham like a baby koala. The relieved sigh that left the room was palpable, heroes around the room slumping against nearby objects and grabbing their chests. Barry was pretty sure he would have fallen off if Hal weren't still hanging on him, jaw slack and eyes wide.
What was that?
Growled Batman, low and furious, like he was on a battlefield, and all the tension that had just left the room returned tenfold, damn near suffocating. Robin either didn't notice or didn't care, leaning back in his mentor's grasp, with his hands still wrapped around his shoulders and knobby little knees locked around the barrel of his chest, beaming.
It's my new secret move called I Love You.
To put it in Hal's words, you could have heard an incorporeal fucking ghost pin drop in that room. Rather than rolling into a vicious, disapproving lecture, or straight up, drop/decking the kid like he would to any other member of the league, Batman just shifted Robin in his arms, settling him against his hip as if he were the most natural thing in the world. And judging by how completely and entirely unconcerned Robin was with being manhandled like a kitten, it really might have been.
As I was saying,
Batman began, turning back to Arthur and Clark, who were watching in slack-jawed confusion and tooth-rotting adoration respectively.
Earth's defensive perimeter, as it stands, is prone to suffer from satellite interference.
Robin hooked his chin over Batman's shoulder, baby cheeks squished up against the armor, and the tiny body completely eclipsed behind his arm, and proceeded to shoot Hal and Barry the most self-satisfied, dubious little grin either had ever encountered in their lives.
"He's gonna take over the world," Hal said, horrified, and Barry absently patted his hand.
Yeah, you think?
"He's gonna take over the world, and no one's gonna stop him because his dad is the fucking Batman."
"I think I'd let him."
"Are you kidding? I'd kill for him."
"Forget the world. The kid's gonna take over the entire universe."
"I think I'm looking forward to it."
The end. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Please remember to drink some water today.